They do it. Yeah.
Did I do it?
Welcome back to Each Other's Mothers. We are here with one of our absolute favorites, my comedy sister, Melanie Mother Effin Hearn.
Yay!
YouTube is Disney Channel now, so we can't swear as much, even though we still do it, but... Okay. At least the first 10 minutes, try to keep it clean. But you've been doing that because your ass is on the news.
You ain't demonetizing me.
I have been on the news. First of all, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Always and forever. Come anytime you want.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
That's what he said.
Mm-hmm. Always and forever.
Oh, she ain't on the news now.
Yeah.
And of course, my lovely co-host, Stelita.
We're here. We're queer.
And we have bucket hats on.
I don't know what I'm doing with my life. You'll never catch me wearing a hat like this, but I have to keep the headphones on because I don't know how to talk into a mic just yet. And I feel like you're pretty good at that. You can talk into a mic, like, you know, like little...
I've been doing it for about 8 years. So I think I've mastered the art form of speaking into the microphone. And actually, probably more than that. I grew up in church, so I've been
saying speaking on that mic.
Yeah, I've been speaking on this mic for a long time. I've been messing up
for a minute. Yep.
I've been messing up Easter Sunday speeches for a long time.
I've been trying to go to church lately.
It's a good place.
I think I should, just for the one time.
Yeah. You can go to my church for one time.
Once a year.
You
are more than welcome. You need to take more than welcome.
For my longest dress I have, which is like 2 feet. What?
Stelita and Johanita go to black church.
Yeah, I've been to black church.
That's
they
great.
Love
I'm
me
sure
at
you
black
have.
Church.
You've had like 7 black boyfriends. But
absolutely.
What I'm saying is we should record it for a Patreon episode.
Going to black
Each
church.
Each Other's Mothers goes to black church with
what
Melanie
What is the
Hearn?
Difference between black church and what? Well.
Oh, Mel will tell you.
The struggle. The struggle. It's the Period. Struggle. You know what I'm saying? Like the black songs is like, you like Bill Dude. Jesus gonna work it out. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
I like that more.
Yeah, white church is more like, I know I got everything and it ain't nothing due. So what Jesus got to work out, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like,
hashtag you know, blessed.
Hashtag yeah. blessed. You know, hashtag upper echelon. Hashtag mm-hmm. tithes and offering be off the chain with commas on it.
Okay. Hashtag we know already.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I think the struggle is was different.
I need mm-hmm. to go to church just for the experience and to get some blessings.
Black church is like... louder,
Any
more
church.
Fun, more passionate.
Honestly, though, I think we are a little bit more accepting.
I also think like, you guys are less hypocritical.
Yeah, we're definitely come as you are, you know.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
People. Like, come on, come, baby, come on. My grandson like you, baby, come on. You know what I'm saying? That's my granddaughter now. Come on, baby. You know what I'm saying?
I love that.
Like, we, you know,
oh,
so
I'm
we are
gonna
definitely...
walk in there with my hat on, my big, like, vice, my whatever. I'm gonna really church it up.
Yeah, and they just gonna give you a peppermint and kiss you on the cheek and be like, sit down, baby.
Peppermint.
Let me see these nails, girl.
Wait, let's do this.
These are popping off. You got Little Mermaid nails?
Little Show
mermaid
the camera. Nails. Do a little.
Oh, my God. Girl.
And then Super I got cute. My money bag because I'm in my bag right now. So I
you
got my
are
okay.
in your
got
bag right now.
So I'm in my bag right now. So
I would love to,
like,
she got
to tell you,
money.
You look amazing.
Thank you.
Yes.
The
Thank
cleavage
you.
Is there.
The
hoops
are
in.
There,
the
everything.
Fro is picked perfectly. You are looking amazing.
This is
the lashes. I see your lash fucking game right now.
This is me. I'm out here like Trina. I'm single again.
Oh, careful with the table.
I'm out here killing you hoes.
Yeah, so I'm back out here. You know, just. No, but I'm just feeling, you know, I'm trying to be in the best shape of my life I can. And
you are.
Thank you. My birthday is coming up and I'm feeling all.
What's your sign?
I'm a Virgo.
Yeah, you are. Virgos like to party.
Why everybody look at me when I say that? Like, because I'm not like big into it, but when I tell people I'm a Virgo, they be like, yeah, I can see that.
Would you like to?
I've only really encountered a male Virgo in my life, so.
The worst.
Yeah,
that's
male
say,
Virgos are
that.
Not where it's at.
I was say,
Women Virgo, female Virgo,
yeah,
female Gurgles, they're the best. I don't know.
Cis female Virgos, you know, totally different.
I'm the best.
So you've been on the podcast before for some of our listeners who don't
couple
know.
Couple times, yeah.
Couple times. Can you explain
reoccurring guests
what you do for in your life every day? Because you are you're very funny.
Oh gosh.
You're a comic.
I am a comic. So my full time job is I am a stand up comedian, so that's what I do. Actually I am a jack of all I do some of everything.
You really do.
Like I do some of everything. Like
absolutely.
I freelance paralegal stuff. I port 2-row cars. I take care of my parents. I make
and
guest
that's
appearances.
How you do it.
Mm-hmm. I get on the news. You know, I do some of everything, but my main love, obviously, is comedy. I act.
One of Detroit's best, absolutely.
How long have you been doing comedy, Melanie?
8 years.
Why are you all interview stop? What are you doing?
Because I want people to know who are listening.
Everybody knows.
Not she's everybody
done
knows.
She's done been on the pod like 3-4 times.
She has, but you know.
And if you don't know who nice Melanie Hearn is, then you're
and
about
there
to
you
learn.
Go. Get you a friend like that. Who's like, if you don't know, now you do.
Literally.
You know, now you know,
period.
People, Google
period.
Me.
Yeah, you are pretty funny. I've seen you stand up a couple times, and I've laughed my ass off. I've been front row for you, baby.
Thank you.
And I love it, and I always will be. Yeah, you have a good, you have talent.
You got real talent.
You got real talent.
You got real talent, Percival. You got real talent.
You got real talent.
That means a lot. But yeah, it's been 8 fun years of comedy, and I'll actually be headlining Mark Ridley's Comedy Castle in December.
That's right.
21st to 23rd, so get your tickets.
That's right.
And come out and come see me, because this lovely person right here is going to be my feature. So,
Yes.
Come, Steve.
We're going to have so much fun. We're going to have so much fun. It's the weekend before Christmas, right?
Yes.
Oh, everybody's about to be home for the holidays.
True.
All these white men that used to be in my life, they're going to come back and be like, come check out a show.
Where are the white women at?
I'm gay now. Sorry about it. They're going to be like, we good. With your fucking bucket.
I'm not ready for Christmas. I like fall. I can be a good little fall hoe. But Christmas, when the snow hits the ground, at December 26th till, what, March or April, it's just miserable. In Midwest, maybe for not, it's not miserable, I would say, because we can appreciate being here. But it's miserable because we should just be in the warm.
No, but I like the seasons changing.
Do you really?
I do. Mm-hmm.
You appreciate it?
Absolutely.
I do. Because with the seasons change, life changes. It's awesome. It's almost like...
Oh,
that's
shit.
So real. There we go.
She brought the hoops in the deep.
You know, it's almost like you change with the season. You know, and I can... Your body, like, we're so used to being in the Midwest. Because in September, you start gearing up to go to work again. You start getting into grind mode again.
You're right.
And then in the summertime, you know, we start kind of tapering off because we work from September to April, you know, so we can go hard, at least May, and you know, then somewhere after Labor Day, you go on vacation until, Memorial Day, you go on vacation to Labor Day, and then you start all over again, because it's such a grind to get stuff done here in the wintertime, and it takes everything out of you, so it's like, kill me, so, so I definitely understand, but I like the seasons, because I got stuck in California, right, during the pandemic, and it was crazy.
I left right before that happened.
It was crazy.
You couldn't do anything out there.
Nothing. And then the sun was shining every day, all day. And it was so...
Hello from editing. At this point, Stella had knocked something over or something like that, and the audio stopped recording. Here's the face that she made when she realized that happened. So here's after that, after they figured that out. And here's the rest of the episode. Okay, bye.
I hope that little fly gets in that clap one of these days.
Honestly, that motherfucker has been taunting us.
Yeah.
Right? Give him the clap.
Something. what were we saying again? We were talking about the weather. Seasons changing.
I was telling y'all how I got stuck in California during COVID, and it was just sunshine every day, all day. Nothing changed. It was like Groundhog's Day every day, but in a beautiful place.
Oh, yeah.
So I would have rather... been in Michigan with the seasons changing and everything like that. You know what I'm saying? Because everybody here was like jumping around from boothang to boothang. I'm like, I missed out on boothang opportunities.
Yeah, cuffing season.
Man, I could have, I would.
It really is. It's like the time.
I probably would have got, I would have had a COVID baby.
You would have had a COVID baby?
I probably would have had a COVID baby.
My friends had COVID babies and...
Freaking
one,
weirdos.
Only the ones not, like cute and good.
But think
the other
about
ones
it.
Suck.
You getting paid to be in the house... booed up. Are
that
you
was,
crazy?
That's a time nobody will ever forget.
I actually lived with my ex-boyfriend. My ex-boyfriend lived with me, I should say, during shutdown.
All?
We literally experienced shutdown together. And Connor lived with us, too. So I had my best friend and my ex-boyfriend. And you know what? We only fucked one time.
Y'all had
me
some money?
Ex-
Did y'all get that money? That
Yeah, we got money. Of course
that
we got money. Everybody got money.
That was a time.
Now, see, I was
that
the
was
opposite.
A time.
I was living with my cousin, her boyfriend, and they baby, and they was all the time. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like I was the third wheel. Like, you haven't been to third wheel in the quarantine? Like, no, card games. Let me tell you something. Card games, that's when you realize card games are really segregated. Because why they can't be made for 1 and 3? Why got to be 2 and 4? So now the game is made for couples, and they got to redo the rules to make me feel invited and included. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And I'm just like, hey, man, y'all can just play two person.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Y'all can just
be. This is two player, baby.
Yeah, you don't have to cut the cards in half to be like, let my cousin play. This point five. Like, it's all right. You don't have to cut the ace in half, cuz it's okay.
So, do you have any plans for cuffing season? Are you staying away from everybody, or are we like, I kind of want to be booed up when the winter hits, or
you
what?
And Foxy?
Definitely me and my dog. You know what? I'm just going to take it as it come. I'm not looking for anything.
That's what I'm trying to say.
I'm just going
to
take it as it come. I'm going to, but the one thing for cuffing season, I'm going to cuff myself. You know what I'm saying?
I'm about to cuff myself too.
Cuff myself. Mm-hmm. And, period. You know, stay in my bag. And because one thing I have learned is you look for love and you don't find it. You know what I'm saying? Let it find you. You know what I'm saying?
When true. You look for love, you start looking in literally all the wrong places.
And I remember my daddy used to always tell me, my deity would always tell me, and my parents, honestly, like, if you just go to work and doing what you're supposed to do, then everything else will fall into place.
Yeah.
Just, you know, just stay focused. But I think this winter, I got a lot going on. I got a lot of shows, a lot of stuff to do, so I'm just about to just...
Probably some more traveling and stuff, too, huh?
I have a lot more traveling
to do. Your person's, like, famous. That's how I feel as well. Like, I think people who are entertainers or, like, up-and-coming entertainers and stuff like that, like, you're meant for something big. Like, you can meet people along the way that you love that help you grow. Like you said earlier, you know you're with somebody and you're growing as well.
Yeah.
So it's like, I feel like you are meant for such a bigger platform that your person's going to be on that level with you and will understand. You know what I'm saying? Oh, and that's how I feel as well. I'm not saying like I'm going to be, you know, we're out here trying to do something as well. But who knows if our people are somebody who we can relate to and what we do and what we love, you know?
I already know my person does not live in Michigan.
It's not here, yeah. And sometimes you just know, and I don't think so either. So,
but you know what? I had a friend that made an interesting point, and it kind of made me think, because I'm torn, you know. And like you said, as entertainers, I'm opposed to the question, would you rather find somebody now before you get on?
Mm. Right.
Or after? Because then that's the other. You know what I'm saying?
Can I hear my opinion? Mm-hmm. I think for love, no, because maybe, but not every situation, because there's going to become a point where like, it's going to be all about you. And like, when you meet them, like you're not where you are at that point, you know what I'm saying? You're not famous enough yet or whatever the fuck. So
That's a good question.
I feel like people you would meet when you get in that platform are just going to understand more that you can relate to, who maybe you're doing your tour with or you're working with or something like that. You know what I'm saying? But it could happen, like, you know.
The thing about that, though, is, like, it's A, very hard to date comedians if you are a comedian or if you're not a comedian. It's very hard to date a comedian. So.
It's just hard to date in general.
I think the best thing you could do as a comic is find a normie, which is short for normal person. And hope to God that they are very understanding and patient and that they have their own lives and that they're independent.
I could dream.
Because we be gone a lot, like, for real. Like, I just started getting serious about my travel and my shows. So, like, I can't imagine once I, like, really get up there and I'm gone every weekend. Like, we're gone a lot. So it's like, you gotta have a really deep, secure connection with a person, I think. And I'm learning that as well. With all these fucking failed attempts that I've had for the past year or so, like, they just can't keep up, man.
No, they can't. You know what? And I will say this. In the last 8 years, I've run both sides of the gambit. Mm-hmm. A civilian, you know, I call them civilians.
There you go.
A civilian or another comic. To me, I don't think it's what you do. I think it's who you are. Mm. You know, because you can find a wealthy man who's not secure, or you could find a wealthy man, because here's the thing with us. Fame is a drug.
Hell yeah.
Period.
Get that tattooed.
You can be wealthy and accomplished in your regular life, but overlooked. But then you come into our world and people are like, oh, you're this person because you're with her. And you know what I'm saying? So now you're getting attention that you never got before, and that becomes a drug. And then you can date another. And under, honestly, and I'm just saying this, as women, we have a little bit different than men, you know, because.
Absolutely.
A woman, to me, is okay with taking the back seat. It's not too many dudes that's okay with finding their spot. I think you have to be who you are as a person.
That's so true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Women really do take the back
seat. Yeah, we know, like, how many actors have you seen where Denzel's wife just stopped acting and did all this other... You know what I'm saying? And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that, but then you'll take... You know, Serena, she's accomplished, but then everybody dogging her husband out. Oh, he missed her. And it's like, well... He's accomplished in itself, but fame is the difference.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Like, that's the absolute difference. Like, why can't Rihanna be happy with ASAP? He makes a living. He ain't got as much money as her, but he makes a living.
Yeah. Right.
And he could take care of his family.
What a cute baby, by the way.
You know, so why can't it be? But again, because she's more famous. So fame is almost, that's what I say, it's a gift and a curse. Yeah, it's a gift and a curse because... Mm-hmm. He who is the most famous, that's going to be the person they see. It don't matter. Like, people, like, now a younger generation will look at it and say, oh, Beyonce is made Jay-Z. But if you know anything, you know Jay-Z,
Jay-Z
was a
made
bigger,
Beyonce.
It's not even Jay-Z. At one point in time, he was a bigger star.
Yep.
And then it was cool for her to be with him. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then in her own right, she worked. And became a larger star. So now it's like, oh, you're with Beyonce now. You know what I'm saying? But people have such a short memory if you're not around. And just that fast, it went from, oh, I got the hottest chick in the game. Where my, you know what I'm saying? And she happened with me to, oh, he's Mr. Beyonce. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it's like,
Mr.
No, Jay-Z.
Beyonce.
But I'm just saying, he's, and I'm like, Jay-Z is, well, he's a businessman, you know? Yeah. But right now, he's not in the limelight.
Yeah.
So now people don't give him the respect because
he done retired 16 different times. So,
but you know, and I think that's the difference. But if you even, because everybody be like, oh, I'm on Jay-Z and Beyonce and couple goals. But if you
do, you really though?
I mean, but you know how you don't really, but you know how people put it out there and they like they're a power couple and then, and I said, but if you again, if you listen to the onset of a relationship, he dogged the hell out of her for a long time.
He definitely
did. And then when he got older and figured out that she was the best thing that happened to him, then he changed his mind. You know what I'm saying? But that just is what it is. So
imagine if they did ever get divorced, Beyonce and Jay-Z, which probably won't happen, but.
Knock on some wood. You never know. Shit, look at the world.
Look at the world.
Beyonce looked good. We just saw her in concert. She looked amazing. A little
she
Blue Ivy Carter
amazing.
Coming out, dancing and stuff.
Yeah, she needs to cheat on her man now.
That's true.
That's where that Freakum dress came from.
What? Yeah, now he can, and then he can come back from retirement and write an entire album about how his more famous wife cheated on him.
Wouldn't that be something if Beyonce
boo-hoo.
Cheated on Jay-Z?
She probably has.
Gasp.
What a good publicist. What a good publicist.
Let me tell you something. I'm not going to, allegedly, because I know I was going to be a lawyer before I was a comedian, so I know to preface everything with allegedly or probably to give it that reasonable doubt.
There you go.
But what I will say is one thing I noticed is that we're Virgos. We're sneaky. We got a whole nother, you'll never really know. You'll never really know. Everybody, I'm like, you'll never really know everything. Unless I want you, you'll
unless
never
you
really.
Want to know, yeah.
I spoon feed you.
Damn, I can't stand that shit.
Trust has to be earned. You got to earn.
That's why you can't. That's why I can't be romantic with a Virgo. I was romantic with a Virgo. That was a huge mistake.
Never been with a Virgo.
Here's the thing: we are loyal, and we gonna be there, but we're not open books. You gotta earn all that. You gotta earn the herm. You know.
You gotta earn.
You gotta earn the herm, man. You can't just be out here not earning the herm. So
yeah, absolutely. I'm just an impatient Aquarius.
Oh gosh, yeah. Oh no, yeah, that's what all that is.
You know what I mean?
But why you want to know all my info? Because you're gonna be gone in 3 months anyway. So what difference does it make?
That's how I feel. That's
Amen.
How usually.
Hallelujah.
That's how long it usually lasts. Yeah. 3 months.
So you want me to be all intense for 3 months? No. I'm a Virgo. It's going to take me 3 years. I'm a turtle. I'm going to be down the street.
I did get my Virgo to open up to me. Absolutely.
And we so mad because then you gone. And we be like, what was the point?
What was the point? Literally.
What was the point?
I wasn't stayed. The one that left. So I could have stayed. Let's make that clear.
I could have stayed over here and been.
That's how I felt about it.
But you know, I'm different. I'm a different breed.
Yeah, you are.
In August and September is different as well.
Absolutely, as all they all are. And I would be curious to see your entire chart. What's your moon?
We would have Jenna, our friend. She can read all that, Lord. And do all the charts.
Yeah, we'd call Jenna for your lashes and her reading.
There we go. Boom. Please.
We'll get it on and popping.
I'm ready. I'm not ready for the pumpkin spice bitches, but I'm ready for the pumpkin season.
The pumpkin spice lifestyle.
Pumpkin spice lifestyle.
I'm ready for Timberlands. This is Timberland season.
Fall is absolute favorite.
Hell yeah.
Fresh haircuts and Timberlands. Sweatshirts.
Ooh. Sign me up. Fresh cut and some Timberlands. Where are you at, daddy? Where do Hoochie Daddy's at? Can you explain what a Hoochie Daddy is? Or a Hoochie Mama?
Well, I know what a Hoochie Mama is.
What is it? Is it bad?
Me. Ain't nothing but a hood rat Hoochie Mama. Hood rat, hood rat, Hoochie Mama.
Ain't nothing but a hood rat. See? Mama.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, it was just a stigma that they tried to get black girls in the ghetto who was free spirited and stuff like that or whatever happened. You called them hood rats and Hoochie Mamas, but y'all were still at our house, so it don't matter.
Talk that shit.
I love that. There's a show I watch on Tubi. It's called Hoochie Daddies.
I feel like Hoochie.
But it's a lot of studs. It's a lot of studs on it.
Oh, that's what Hoochie Daddy is.
It's great.
What's the show?
They're just fighting each other the whole time.
Oh, they're just like,
it's kind of like a Bad Girls Club kind of vibe.
Oh, they live in a house together, yeah, kind of situation.
It's a good check it out.
Hoochie Daddies.
Ain't nothing but a Hoochie Daddy. I thought that was what are shorts? But it's a genre
you're right.
of people. I
are they
were
shorts?
Yeah, they'd be like, these are Hoochie Daddy shorts. They short
you're
shorts.
Right.
Never even.
Well, I wear hoochie
heard
shorts
the term
all the
hoochie
time.
Hoochie daddy. I've only heard hoochie mama.
Yeah, I don't even want a hoochie daddy.
Absolutely not. Stay your ass at home. No, thank you.
I feel like a hoochie daddy is an old man. You know what I'm saying? Who want to do the hoochie coochie?
Yeah.
The hoochie coochie.
The hoochie coochie with your hoochie daddy.
Right.
He drink moonshine.
On his porch.
Speaking of moonshine, overalls. Those little old moonshines with the fruit in them are really good. Have you ever had them?
I was in the jar.
The Smoky Mountain, whatever the hell they're called.
Yeah. I haven't had the ones with the fruit, but I did have one called a peach cobbler one.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
It was delicious.
They have the fruit and they put all the moonshine on them and you eat them out. And so.
I don't fuck with that shit. If it's sold at a liquor store, it's not real moonshine. Just so you know.
Well, my Auntie Mabel used to make tub wine.
Yeah,
bless
see?
Her soul back in the
what
day.
What kind of wine?
Tub wine.
What's tub wine?
Basically moonshine. They made wine in a tub.
Hell
in a bathtub.
Yeah.
And bottled it up and sold it.
Got fucked up.
You know they've been making wine in the toilet in jail, in prison?
They do everything.
Hell
in the toilet.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, they do everything. But yeah, that's exactly the similar situation. But yeah, I like my shit real. Because Peruvians,
like my shit real.
Peruvians drink pisco, which is the bottom of the barrel of the wine barrel, where it's extra, extra, extra fermented. And then you drain that liquor out. Or that alcohol out, whatever
and
the fuck.
And that's like the
And then you get gold. Pisco, and it will fuck you up.
No, I'm going to tell you what's going to mess you up. Peruvian food, because Yo-Yo's mama made me a meal. What's the name of it?
Lomo Saltado.
See?
What she said.
Remember we ate that one time, how good
so,
that was?
So, now he remembers it. As fuck.
I'm going to tell you why I remember it. It was February 20th. That's just how rememberable the date was.
Damn, it was
here,
winter time?
Yes. I ate, got nice and saucy, drank some tequila. Why am I drinking tequila
good.
With Hispanic? And I'm stupid with Peruvian people, and I'm tearing up. And everybody over here like, water. Oh, it's water. And I'm over here like, tequila. So, and I was feeling good. Because, you know, it's nothing like a bunch of tequila on a full stomach. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The food was made to soak up tequila. It was fries. It was rice. It was beef. It was everything to soak up a pint of tequila. So then,
my favorite Peruvian dish.
Went around the corner, caught an Uber, went around the corner, went to the bar, and then next thing you know, picked up my man, and then I ended up in a relationship. So
after that night,
I ended up
when
in a
we were
whole,
all here.
Yes, I ended up with a whole boyfriend.
The last episode you were on, yeah.
Party with Peruvians, ended up with a whole ass boyfriend.
A whole boyfriend. I ended up with
whole hoochie daddy.
That was like a really. Daddy. That was a first of all a great home cooked meal.
That was a great.
We were lit as fuck anyway. We were smoking
shout
and
out
drinking.
Moms.
Yes.
Shout out, mama. I was toe up on the floor.
We had two plates. Two plates.
Licked it clean.
Licked it clean.
Mm-hmm. Y'all should have came to the bar with me. It's y'all's fault.
We should have. I don't know why. Probably
y'all
was
left me unsupervised. I was looking cute. And y'all left me unsupervised. And I walked in like, my name's Melanie. I'm happy to be here.
Yep. And then somebody went ahead and
that's why I'm single. Because I do be out. I just love. I'm like, I look. I can't. I'm Melanie.
But yes, for real.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, it's still summertime. If you keep acting like that, you're for sure going to be participating in cuffing season.
I need. Mafiosa. I have to get cuffed. I have to get cuffed for cuffing season. I just need.
Why?
You know, I just need I just need one thing. I always get a little boo at the end of the year.
You don't have to.
That's my end of the year boo.
You
like
have
Halloween.
To have a boo, though.
No, not a boo. Like, I'm dating him. I just want, like, a boo to cuddle up with. I'm going to be cold.
I think this season, like I said, if it come, it come. But
I'm going to be cold.
I'm kind of okay with just being by myself, man.
That's how I'm feeling.
I'm feeling just real.
Next year is a new year. Maybe we can we can venture into something at the end of the summer next year. But, like,
right now,
this
Secret
winter,
is out.
I'm trying. Secret is out, dog.
Secret is out.
Secret is out.
Our friend Priscilla, who was on before you, we just did a double episode, was saying cord cutting. It was talking
cord
about...
Cord cutting, snip, snip, cut, motherfucker.
Yeah, I would always say cutting the cord, but like cutting the cord with people and things that don't serve you anymore. And you have to cut that cord to heal.
You definitely do. And
absolutely.
I have discovered that you have to have healthy boundaries.
True.
Boundaries are healthy. Not just for boundaries are really for you.
Yeah.
For you.
Obviously.
They're not, you know, for the other person, but it's for you to protect your peace and, you know, all that kind of stuff. And here's the thing. We all know better. But you know what I'm saying? The thing is, it just takes us a while to do better. But we know better. Yeah. We all know we have this is the thing I figured out about humans. We know everything we know for the most part to get what we need to get done, to get through what we need to get through. Don't nobody got to keep beating us in the head and telling us this. It's the doing is the problem.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely.
So we hear and we know, but it's the doing. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And it's nothing. And I'm just telling people, it takes you a minute. Even if you try and you mess up and you try again, just keep trying because eventually you're going to get it right. So if you're with it and you keep going back and you're with it and you keep going back, one day you're going to stop. One day you're going to wake up and say, I ain't doing it no more. So don't feel bad about if you're in a relationship and you don't know. Because a new thing that I figured out now is people say you can cut people off, but you kind of have to do what they call like a de-escalation. You got to break it. You know what I'm saying? Because if you were with somebody and y'all were emotionally connected and you were intimate and things like that, like, your body and you're connected to that person. You know what I'm saying?
That's my biggest thing.
That's
right
exactly
now.
What Priscilla was saying. She was explaining it as like an energy transfer and an energy cord.
So what we call it in spirituality in Christianity, it's called a soul tie. Mm-hmm. Your soul is connected to that person because when you release and you give and you take, you're putting your body with that person and y'all becoming one. So in my faith purposes, like I understand, like our human, we're flesh and I ain't knocking nobody for like that. But like now I understand why you can't be intimate with everybody.
You can't give everybody that
energy because you ever be with somebody and you start acting like them, you start picking up traits of them.
Absolutely.
That's that soul tie. That's that tie. Mm-hmm.
The soul tie. You're
so
right.
So some stuff was meant for our protection. It wasn't that I didn't want you to have a good time and have fun, but I just know that if you give yourself away to everybody, you're gonna give away a piece of yourself. That's why you be depleted every time you get out of a relationship, because you didn't gave yourself and you didn't gave a portion of yourself to somebody emotionally, physically, mentally. So then you deplete it, and then you got to get it back together again. And then if you don't, you're gonna jump into something else, and then they gonna deplete you, and then you flatline it. You see what I'm saying? So
it's so confusing. That's how my biggest thing is, because the person I've been talking to, I met so naturally.
I'm going to need a shot of tequila after that little statement.
But now...
You about read first chapter of my book, girl. Right at my face.
Literally.
Damn.
It's just hard. It's hard to, like, you know, to do that.
To but what? Cut the cord?
Cut the cord.
The soul tied?
Your soul tie. Establish boundaries with people when you, like, know you don't want to.
It's hard to do, but it's not impossible.
It's harder not to.
Yeah, true.
Because you're going to be hurt if you do it, and you're going to be hurt if you don't do it. So you might as well be hurt and get your shit done, and you might actually get some results. That's what I have to, and I'm talking to myself, you know what I'm saying? So you might be, because you're going to be damned if you do, damned if you don't. So if you don't do the boundaries, you're going to be hurt. And if you do the boundaries, you're going to be hurt. So I might as well be hurt and heal at the same time.
I'm going to hurt.
You know what I'm saying? So you might as well hurt and heal. Because if you do the boundary, you're going to heal at the same time.
Yep.
That's true.
So I might as well hurt and heal instead of hurt and hurt and hurt.
Yep.
Because the more you don't seal up the boundary, it's going to get closer. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, all right. I did this once. All right, cool. She ain't say nothing. Then I'm going to do this and then. You ain't say nothing. Yeah. I'm going to do this because you ain't say nothing. So until you don't, that's what boundary, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, true.
So you're going to hurt either way it go. So you might as well hurt and heal at the same time.
Hurt and heal, baby.
Hurt and heal, baby. It's a hurt and heal season. Yeehaw. You might as well hurt and heal. You're going to hurt anyway, so you might as well heal in the process.
Forget a cuffing season. We got.
This is the hurt and heal season.
Hurt and heal season.
So cheers to hurting and healing.
Hurting and healing. So
where
you can come
where
out.
Where are we going in the winter? We got to go somewhere warm.
I need to go on a trip.
I'll heal all day, but when it's cold and snowy and wet outside and I don't want to leave the house, depression's knocking at my door. So you got to kind of like. It's a thin line in between the two. You know what I mean? You can heal, which I guess you can still be active in the winter. You just really got to push yourself a little extra. You don't got them blue skies like calling your name, you know? Dang!
And then, it was a sip.
You know what helped me was actually lights.
Oh, like the lights that you put on your face?
No, like,
what are we talking
like,
about?
No, so when I live, because I would get seasonal depression, right? Mm-hmm. Because it was dark. So when I live downtown, I could see the lights from places and I can kind of see
pretty.
It. You know what I'm saying? And like, sometimes those LED lights.
Yeah.
Like, and you want, like, just like light sensation to your brain, just light. You know what I'm saying? Because really, you just need some light. You know what I'm saying?
True.
Right.
And then you got to think, this is about to be dark.
Yeah.
So this is going to be dark. You need some light. So you know what I'm saying? To just kind of, because it's all in here. You know what I'm saying? Like, this right here controls so much. And you have so much control. Hey, people, you got more control over this than you think. You know
Absolutely.
What I'm saying?
Yeah.
And sometimes you do have to talk to yourself. And I'm going to tell people, the beginning of the day when you first wake up, there's going to be a time when you cognitively wake up before you physically wake up.
Yeah.
So when you cognitively wake up, that's the battle. That's the, we did it. Hey, this is a good day. About to get up. I'm alive. I'm feeling good.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So for everything that, whatever it is, you got to, before you even put your feet on the ground, that's where your day start. So then when you physically wake up, now you can physically get out the bed, but cognitively you're going to wake up first.
I've been walking a lot lately. So like that's been my get up in the morning. I walk and get a coffee.
Mm-hmm. Like whatever you have to do, like working out is for me. And that's why I got so skinny, because I was like...
You are.
It works out, like, the endorphins. It helps me get out all the stuff. Because some stuff is just releasing... Like, you have to physically release things. That's why we cry. You have to physically release things. So if you keep everything bottled up, you know what I'm saying? Then it's going to
I only cry 4 times a year. Not even. Make it, like, 3.
I cry all the time.
I did my first time this year.
I stay
crying.
I cry all the time. And then I suck it up and then I come on out the house. But you know what I'm saying? I cry all the time.
Yeah, it feels good.
It feels good.
I can't. Sometimes it's just like pulling teeth.
Oh, yeah. Mama Gordon.
Takes a lot.
You only cry 4 times a year? I already done seen you cry 3 times in the past 2 months.
Which means you're like, I'm a whole time.
You're about to meet your quota.
I only cried once.
Twice. I've seen you cry twice in the past.
We got a cry record. I hate
you. You know who I'm crying about?
Argentina.
Who's ever listening? Not you, bitch.
You know what? I'm going to say this, though.
No, it's been a heavy year.
White people got good breakup songs. White people got good breakup songs. Like, y'all got good get it back together. Like, try and try. Like, y'all got good songs. Like, you know, I'm.
White people have one thing.
Sure,
we'll
give but like.
No, for real. Because for real.
But like black people have really good breakup songs.
Yeah, but that's. I've been there. But
y'all
they
do
don't,
everything better.
That's a really bold statement, Melanie, because I'm going to have to disagree. I think black people have way better breakup songs.
I'm going to say this. Not break, but like Backstreet Boys. Let me rephrase that. Not breakup, but it's a lot of songs to pull yourself back together, because you can't say like Kelly Clarkson, these Hazel Eyes, You try it. And then Avril Lavigne, complicated.
Because
the words are so simplistic. You know what I'm saying? Why don't you just say what they gonna say over a beat? Yeah. Black people gotta be like, somebody sleeping in my bed, messing with my hair. And it'd be so like
white people just be speaking. That's the wrong speech.
White people's get together songs are very general. Y'all are very general for the crowd.
True.
Black people are so specific. You know what I'm saying? Like, you slept in my bed in apartment 2E. I know that was you with Tyrone and Leslie. You be like, okay, this is very specific, sir. I can't relate. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
It got to be like, we get very like walk down. We treat breakup stuff like gospel songs. Like, let me get on your street. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like,
let me get on your street.
Let me get down your street. Let me get in your face. You know, white people just general.
To be honest, the only person I can think about who like sings like in okay, let me back up. I'm gonna mention Taylor Swift because I think she's more of like whiny, my heart's broken, and then like all these other white women are like, we got this, we're better off.
Yeah, people you know? Be like, I got this. Avril Lavigne, yeah. I got this. Kelly Clarkson, I got this.
Miley Cyrus,
I got this.
Mm-hmm. Amazing.
You know what I'm saying? Justin Timberlake said, like, cry me a river, go. Because sometimes you gotta hit black people with white people shit in the breakup. Like, hey, brother, cry me a river. You know what I'm saying? Because you're gonna be used to
Justin
all the
Timberlake,
stuff.
Justin Timberlake, I think, has got his black card, right? From that album? No.
And then he lost it again.
Did he really?
With the Janet and the Diddy thing. He lost it. And then he came out with Justin and the flannels, and he lost
it. He's done.
He did have
it for a while.
We ain't like the way you ain't put the rest of NSYNC on, because everybody know that JC, they just didn't know what to do with Latino artists at the time. And everybody know JC was
Jennifer
gonna
Lopez,
be, you
Diddy.
Know, we feel the same way about Jenny. You funded it on Puffy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
when
for
the
real.
Whole thing with Shine happened. So we ain't really fooling with Jenny on the bottom. But Cardi B? Yep. Fat Joe? Yup.
I've been wanting to talk about this.
Also, the time that Jennifer Lopez said the N-word.
When the hell did she say that?
In the Ja Rule, her and Ja Rule song.
Yeah, we didn't like that.
No, of course she didn't like that.
So I'm gonna just explain.
She did. They edited it out on the radio.
Jennifer Lopez?
Straight up, she did. Go ahead.
No. Cardi B, yes. you see the difference?
Yes.
Because Cardi is for the culture. Cardi got a nice, good old black baby. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Jennifer ain't for the culture. When it was time for you to have them babies, you went back to
Mark Anthony.
Yeah. Missed me with that. Missed me with that, boo-boo. You know what I'm saying?
Damn. Imagine if Puff and J-Lo had a baby. That would have been a cute-ass baby.
But
low-key, now that I think about it, rest in peace, Kim Porter.
Rest in peace, Kim Porter.
I think she was
rest
jealous of Kim Porter. Because you couldn't hold it.
Kim Porter was beautiful,
classy, graceful. Everything.
No, she was. Kim Porter was a beautiful woman, and that's so funny you brought her up because I like her a lot.
Mm-hmm.
R.I.P. Kim Porter. Speaking of, crazy baby mamas in the world, I've been wanting to talk about her all day. Mm-hmm. Britney fucking Spears. I went in the stripper pole video.
Did you see that shit?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, now she's in the house with a stripper pole because you know how she'd be dancing in her little dining room or whatever the fuck room it is. Now they've installed a stripper pole. And she's got her stripper pole in front of her camera, and she's not just twirling on the floor, she's twirling in the air.
Mm.
I'm over here like, who let her buy that?
Low key, forget all that. Britney, go ahead. You know what I'm saying?
See?
Why we not saying that Britney body look good? We not saying that Britney still, she don't look like Madonna? You know what I'm saying?
JT from the City Girls, I was like, I need to
know
Britney's moves.
I mean, the whole world is certainly watching, so good for her.
I mean,
she's got to be making at least, $20 off her monetization?
I'm just saying, come on now, we can't, look, the girl look good now, you know what I'm saying? Let Britney do what she want to do, you know? Like, at this point in time,
they've all seen
we got to, you know what I'm saying? Kevin Federline got custody of them kids, you know what I'm saying? So just let her be, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And his other baby mama black, she raising them kids.
Do you know black people are more supportive of, I think black people are more supportive of Britney Spears than white people. Like, every time I've heard a rapper or someone in who's whatever, it's been a white person hating on her, but black people are just like, Britney got her thing. Like, look at that little thong she doing and everything. Like, it's just always so much support on that side of the community from her. And she maybe is going through it. Everyone says she on drugs.
Maybe.
Do you think she on drugs? Or is she just manic?
I think they fucked up the wires in her brain when they gave her all the drugs at the beginning.
Yeah, I mean, she definitely got the eyes, you know what I'm saying? But here's the thing. At some point in time, either we going to help her or we going to let her be. Mm-hmm. That's really what it is, you know what I'm saying? Cause,
you said, who bought her that?
Yeah, like, we just, she did. But it's like, either we going to, you know, she going to do what she do. And then she might not be crazy at all. You know what I'm saying? She might not be. Because some child
stars. There's a conspiracy theory for you. Holy shit.
Here's the thing. She might have some stuff going on, but also child artists have it really tough. You know what I'm saying? They didn't have a childhood.
Yeah, true.
Michael Jackson didn't have a childhood. You know, all those kids on the Mickey Mouse Club and stuff like that. Raven Simone, you know, a lot of people, they didn't have child. So then you'll see a period, and then because we saw them at a particular age, we don't let them grow.
True.
You know what I'm saying? Like, we gave Britney Spears the squeaky clean image. We didn't say that's who she was. We gave her the image. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So we give people an image, and when they don't live up to the image that we gave them, then they crazy, or they doing something, or they something like that. And I'm not saying she might not have nothing going on, but she could have also always been this person.
Yeah,
and she never got a chance to be who she was because she was under contract. Can you imagine not being who you can be because you under contract? So you can't turn up, you can't party, you can't do nothing.
I've been waiting to buy that pole my whole life.
Yeah, I wanted to buy that pole my whole life, but I was on the Mickey Mouse Club, and they told me it wasn't in my contract.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And I had to wait 32 years to be able to dance on the pole with a bikini on.
I want
to
see, fuck yeah, go her. And I want to, like, she'd just be sitting here probably editing her videos like, damn, I look good, bitch.
Right.
And here's the thing, like,
she's like, mind your business, bitch. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then my thing is, them kids be okay. Because at the end of the day, them kids wouldn't have been here if your daddy was being faithful and he ain't leave his other girlfriend.
Kevin Federline does have a good reputation, apparently, out of all the baby daddies. He got a good new wife who takes care of Britney Spears' kids. And he does have black kids as well.
Well, here's the thing. This is what I love about being the age I am. I remember in real time when all this happened. Like, he was with Char from Moesha. In real time, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. She was pregnant in real time.
Isn't that crazy?
He cheated on her with Britney Spears. We've seen all this play out in real time. So a lot of us in a particular age group didn't have no kickers for Britney Spears because we didn't care, because it was like, you took that girl from, you know what I'm saying? So we didn't care. And so then he ended up being you. So basically, in hindsight, you took the backup dancer from the girl, from the pregnant black girl, and then you got kids with him, and then y'all tried to create a family, and then you went crazy, and then he took them kids back to that girl to raise them, and she was like, nah. You know what I'm saying? Like, in a simplistic matter, that's what it was. You cheated on your girl with a famous girl, and then she turned out to be a whole-ass baby mama, and then you had to take your kids and go over here and get child support and all that and be a baby daddy. So,
yeah.
And so in real time, no. You know what I'm saying? Like, watching all this stuff, that's why I be so irritated with...
Being a celebrity, having your mom or dad being a famous person, but not only a famous person, but somebody who's considered mentally ill and shit like that. At that age, I only could imagine, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Going to school like that?
I mean, but... Shit. Kids got to go to school with Tanya down the street that everybody knows she a crackhead. So, I mean, at least you get to go home to a mansion. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
These kids got to go home. You know, it's famous crackheads in the neighborhood.
Be like, your mom's Britney Spears.
Tanya, your mama. Like, seeing Tanya with the braids. Like, your mama, you know what I'm saying? The kids got to know who Tanya is. You know what I'm saying? So, you be like... The only difference
is
they go to a pissy mattress, you go to a mansion. No.
T.I. and Tiny got a whole bunch of kids. Their kids are cute, too, and they're very talented.
Mm-hmm. Are they? What do they do?
Like, sing and shit?
Like, sing and shit?
Like, their little daughters.
We gotta change the subject, because I'm gonna get canceled. Let's just change the subject.
Okay,
what do you mean?
I'm gonna get canceled before.
I want to hear what you have to
say. We're
gonna say that on camera.
Okay, heard.
Oh, my. Ugh, I hate that.
Okay, why?
Fine. Because that's how a good episode is made. You want to talk about we want to say the cancelable thing, but
how do you feel about Lizzo?
Mel's
We've
on the news
We've been talking about her every time in every episode. But
how do I feel about it? I don't. No, I'm just playing. Yeah. I think the body shaming thing was a reach. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Just because you know, I found out that they were reality stars and it was on another show and yada, yada, yada. So then I got to look at the angle. Yeah. The banana thing, I could see it because you had already had interviews about it and stuff like that. True. Sometimes I feel like particular people, they know who to try. You know what I'm saying? You ain't going to try that with everybody, but you're going to try that who you think you can try it with. And then the other part is people be so hungry sometimes for to go to free parties and go here and be in London that you're going to take the treatment that somebody take. And then when it become too much, then you be like, but again, put your boundaries up. I ain't doing this. That's I'm sorry, Lizzo, thank you so much, but this opportunity ain't for me. Right. People don't know how to put their boundaries up. And then when you don't, it becomes a whole thing when you could have just said no from the get-go because that's not what you want to do. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of times I feel like some things are people don't want to do stuff. Then when they do it, they regret it, they get resentful, and then it comes out, and it's like that. You know what I'm saying? But I'm not saying nobody's right or wrong, but at the end of the day, you have an option to say, because if you come to me, hey, nah, fam, I'm just going home. Give me my little $4,500 to get on the plane, and I'm going to go home. And I'm okay, because if I don't work for you, I can work for somebody else. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I think in entertainment, I'm going to just say this, I would rather lose opportunities than lose my character and my integrity.
That's true.
Because I would just rather do that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I've been doing this for 8 years, and you can't say that my character has changed, my integrity has changed. The same person I am when you in the room is the same person I am when you out the room. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not, you know what I'm saying? What you see is what you get. I'm going to be 1,000 with you. If I'm right, I'm right. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And to me, that's the thing that's going to carry you. You know what I'm saying? And I don't have no problem with saying that opportunity ain't for me. I ain't gonna jeopardize my character.
Absolutely.
I ain't gonna jeopardize my integrity. You know what I'm saying?
Sometimes you have to turn down things like that.
You gotta turn stuff down because I ain't gonna let you put me in a position. You know what I'm saying? That I can't wake up and look at myself.
Always can be another door to open, but once you
sacrifice your integrity, once you do it the first time, you're gonna keep doing it. You're gonna keep doing it, and then it becomes a thing. You know what I'm saying?
True.
And so I'm okay with being like, nah, I'm cool. It ain't for me. You know what I'm saying?
Not every opportunity is a good one, babe.
All money ain't good money. All money ain't good money.
Do you think that those tales are true? I mean, like, I don't think that they're true. There's no way that she made them eat a fucking banana out of a...
No, she probably did that. She probably did that. Yeah,
I believe that. They were in Amsterdam.
No, anyway, I can see that. I can see that.
Really?
I can see that.
I don't know why. I just I don't.
Because it was it was a couple interviews where she had talked about it beforehand. You know what I'm saying? I can see personality types. Okay. You know what I'm saying? And so I can see that. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And if you got a kink and stuff like that, like I said, fame and money make you do a lot of stuff. Like people will do stuff. It's more famous people that don't have no money that can get people to do stuff than it is with people with money and no
fame.
Okay, yeah.
Just because of the promise of you getting out there and doing something. Like, it's a thing to be like, oh, I was in... Think about it. You would know. You come back to the crib and be like, oh, this so-and-so, they was on tour with Lizzo. But you don't know what you had to do to be on tour with her. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, yeah, some people might think about it because where else... It was a good... Okay, so James Brown Get Up was a good movie.
Mm-hmm.
And he pointed out a big thing. So it was James Brown, and he had this one guy that was up under him, his right hand, Mr. Bird. And James Brown basically was a ham. I mean, a mess, dogging people out, cussing them out, dogging them out in front of their wife, emasculating everybody, being a real ham. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, he had a little drummer, but he just was being real. And so the guys on there was like, we tired, we getting ready to run out. We ain't dealing with him. How you deal with him? And he was like, outside of that, we wouldn't have been able to tour the world and do none of the stuff we was doing without him. You know what I'm saying? So then I was like, he was like, will we be living this life without him? And I had to think about it. So there's the question. Now the band, they saying, no, we wouldn't, but we gonna leave with our dignity. He like, I'm cool. I get that. You know what I'm saying? And eventually he ended up leaving because he wanted to be a star. But my point being is how many people would just stay because I wouldn't have this opportunity no other time. You know what I'm saying? Where else would I be able to party in London?
That's what people always think. It's like this is a once in a lifetime opportunity.
And
I probably would do something like that too. My dumbass. I'd be like, oh, hopping on the boat. Let's go. Like, I just because it's an opportunity. And I'm an opportunist sometimes.
I love bananas.
Here's the thing about, because I'm a little older, so here's the thing about life. There's so many opportunities.
True.
Every day you get up is a different opportunity. It just depends on where you're going to go get it.
What direction you
take. And what direction you're going to go take. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's why they be like, the road is very broad for everybody to go this way. But everybody not disciplined enough to go that way. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It's discipline and sacrifice and self-control going that way. That way is easy. You know what I'm saying? That way is hard. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And so, again, people have to ask yourself, what do you really want to do? And I don't knock nobody, but it's, what do you really want to do?
What do you really want to do?
What do you really want to do? You know what I'm saying? Do you want to be healed or you don't want to be? What do you want to do?
I don't want to be healed.
And that's okay. That's all.
No, don't save her. She don't want to be saved. Don't
and
save
that's,
her.
And here's the thing. And that's cue why that I always song. Tell people, if you whatever it is, but you gotta figure that path out. You know what I'm saying? And then that's where you'll. But opportunity, man, they come every day. I done lost opportunities and came again. And I thought it was the end of the world. And then something so much better came along.
That is true.
You know what I'm saying? You couldn't have told me I was going to host the Channel 4 News for a week. You couldn't have told me
you
that.
You do. Talk about that more. What do you do when you go on there?
So I go in there and so I was live in the D. It was a week long with Tati Amari. That's my homegirl. Hey, Tati. And basically I just run the show as her guest host, you know, as the host on there. Yeah. Looking at the prompters, just being myself, adding a personality to the thing.
Of course.
It's weird just trying to eat on live camera without people looking at you and dropping something and making sure I'm looking at the camera.
You drop a chip, you're like...
Yeah, and I'm like, excuse me, I'm trying to fall, you know, or making sure that everybody, you know, not looking at, you know, so that kind of stuff. But it was such a blessing and such a great opportunity. And yeah, so
the
just
the fits were top notch.
Thank you so much.
You looked
thank
amazing.
You always look cute.
Thank you so
do they
much.
Style you?
No, that was on me.
Oh my God, for
yes,
real?
It was.
That was on me.
Dang.
And my
girl.
Cousin. Thank you, Candace.
Candace
came and helped me. I went over there every morning and made sure she looked over me to make sure I was
you
good.
You really and everything nailed it. Else. I so thought she, you had a styling team.
Oh, no, that was my cousin.
Oh my God.
My cousin.
Get you a job styling people, girl.
Come on, cuz. You see what they say here. So she got me together every time. Like, put this on with the gym. You know, so she got me together. All those times and stuff.
That's
like
amazing.
That was my I have a great family. That was my cousin. So I have a wonder. That's why I say I don't really need a whole lot because I got everything in my family. Mm-hmm. From, you know, I work with my cousin. She's an attorney. You know what I'm saying?
There
and the other one is an entertainment lawyer. My cousin styles stuff. My other cousin do Uber. I got another cousin that do security. Another cousin that cook. You know what I'm saying?
That's
so,
all you need.
Listen, as long as I got my family.
God, you need I need that many cousins.
I got so many cousins.
I probably have a lot. I just don't know.
Y'all come to a family reunion. I got so many cousins.
I'm coming to
it's
that
this Saturday
one.
At Belle Isle. You're going to see about 300 of us. About.
It's this Saturday at Belle Isle?
Yeah.
I got I'll be like, I'm cousins. Your cousin. They'll be like, what? Like, I'm your cousin.
So my great-grandmama had 13 kids. And then from there, everybody else had kids. But all 13 of my great grandma kids, all of our branches still kicking with each other.
Mm.
Oh. So, you know, it ain't like my family has never been no person like, oh, we first said cousins, not like, no, we all cousins. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
I'm gonna go to my cousin's house over here and like, so I got a very tight cloak. Y'all gonna see at Mark Ridley's, it's gonna be a lot of fur coats and black folks coming out.
Fur coats.
I can tell you right now, it's gonna be a lot of fur coats and jumpsuits. And for
that's
why
I want to
do Mark Ridley's because one thing is my cousin, though, they already posted in the family group like Melanie is making her debut at Mark Ridley's Comedy Castle,
so and this shit's in December, bitch.
It's already in the family group. They don't play no games, get your tickets now. They're gonna have a little sprinter bus with everybody together, so it's gonna be a lot of black people there. And they're gonna be like, Melanie, y'all ain't got food, so I'm gonna have to make an announcement up front. Don't call me the day of the show, leave me alone, get your tickets. And sit your ass down.
Heard.
Enjoy the show.
You need to put your phone on airplane mode.
I am. I'm going to put my shit on airplane mode because I don't want to be bothered.
You need the voicemail recording needs to say all forward calls will be sent to Candace.
Mm-hmm.
And Candace can answer the phone for you for the day. Just for the day.
For Candace.
Style her and answer
the weekend,
phone, girl.
For the weekend, because I can't.
Yes, I'm sorry, for the weekend.
But my homegirl Angel, this is why I said I have so much love. My homegirl Angel was flying up from Houston.
H-Town.
From H-Town, because... One fun fact about me, when I'm headlining, I'm doing stuff like that. Like, behind stage, I get very jittery and very, like, I'll stop talking. I'll just kind of, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I have certain friends that know how to calm me down and get through the, okay, Mel, this is what you need to wear. Put this on. Don't worry about it. They're going to be at the door. They're going to, you know what I'm saying? Because
yeah.
I need to concentrate and get all my energy together so I can just.
When you go out there.
So I can go out there and do what I do. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? Like, I don't like to work when I'm doing comedy that day. I don't like to do shit else when I'm doing comedy that day because I need to.
Yeah.
Faculty, you know what I'm saying? Like, don't talk to me, man. I got to do my job. You know what I'm saying? Because yeah. I take it that seriously. You know what I'm saying? Because I'd be like, that's my craft. You know what I'm saying? Like, I love this game, man.
I love this game. I always say that.
It's a good game.
I can't wait till we work together, man.
It's a good game, but it's a good game. We're going to have a good time.
And my family already know you. They like, what happens to your home girl, Johanna, little man? I'm like, she's not Mexican. She's Peruvian.
Mexican. I've been waiting for someone to call me that.
Sassy little girl you bring around.
Where's that little Mexican?
Yeah, my brother know who you. You know what I'm saying? Listen,
I'm excited.
My brother don't like a lot of people, but he was like, where your friend? What's her name? Like, Joe something? I was like, Johanna. So my cousin Candace and my brother then was like, that was cool, Johanna. Her home, that was cool. Like, I would hang out with y'all. You got that. I hang out with y'all.
Thing. I was talking them up. Yeah, we had a good time. I like them a lot too. But now I'm realizing, of course, there's going to be an entire audience of black people. So that means I have to actually be funny. And now I'm scared.
You have to be funny. You got this. And you have to be funny.
That's why comics, you know, they do so well here in Detroit. Because you are in front of so many black crowds.
Here's the thing. One, I believe in you.
And you got to try.
I do too.
Two, it's boot camp. Look at me. If this is what you want to do, it's boot camp.
That is a boot camp.
No, it is, yeah.
So, yeah, I'm putting her through boot camp.
Come on, girl. Act like I haven't been to the fucking jingle. Yeah, she already been to the fucking jingle. I already done it.
They're going to be like, okay, baby, go ahead.
That's why I'm so confident up there now, 5 years later, because my first couple of years, I was performing in front of so many black audiences, and I was bombing my motherfucking dick off. And I just, you learn about the bomb.
Let me tell you about this one, though. I'm going to tell you right now. Gonna be a couple cousins like, hey, who's that cute ass little girl right there? I mean,
motherfucker.
She, I mean, let me fuck with her cousin. I'm gonna be like, man, cuz, no. So I'm just telling you right now, it's gonna be a couple of my cousins like, I mean, shit, she's cute the motherfucker. I want your titties and shit. So I'm just letting you know right now, I'm just gonna apologize.
Well,
up front.
I need some cousins, so let's go.
You know what I'm saying?
I may or may not be bald headed when December comes. I think I might shave my head.
Melody's doing like, okay, Britney.
Sure.
You're gonna, as long as it's cute, I don't give a fuck.
I think it's gonna be super cute.
Like, shave your hair, like, what? Look at me.
No, like, I'm gonna shave. I think I'm gonna shave my hair. I know.
It's time to shave the hair because all in her culture.
Yes. Okay. This is the whole thing about it. Okay. So, our hair, this is the truth for like Native Americans as well, is our hair holds on. So, it has like, my hair currently, I feel like, has a lot of negative energy.
I can see.
And a lot of, like, cutting these cords, cutting these soul connections, or what do they call them again? Soul ties. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I just think that there's a few people and a dead dog living in my hair. So
okay,
we're doing it now.
Yeah, you cut off. Just do it now.
And I was like, I'm not going to have no bald-headed bitch on my lineup.
I just did someone's fade last night. My friend's fade last night after going to this little festival off shrooms and drinking all day. And it was looking good. And then I kind of fucked it up.
Until it wasn't.
That was his fault for letting you do the shroom.
This person allowing you to do the fade?
Because I know what I'm doing. But the thing is the clippers kept dying. So we had to get new clippers. And the clippers I was using before, the damage was done. I wish I had the clippers once we got after. We went to literally CVS and got some like wall clippers, some nice ones. If I had those to start, I think those would have been better. But the ones he gave me were like for a beard. So like I was trimming his hair with beard clippers.
Oh, no, he wanted that. He got it to me. That's on him.
Period.
You gotta tell me.
It's what he deserves.
I would say that I do agree because after I did the big chop on my hair, I feel like a different person.
100%.
Like Melanie with hair is different because I feel like in the black community, hair is a thing. You know what I'm saying?
Obviously, yes.
And
it is.
I feel like the people who mess with me and found me attractive after I cut my hair off are the people that I want to fool with. You know what I'm saying? Because
yes.
I can tell the difference between a guy that's like, why you cut all your hair off? You look good with it. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, oh, you ain't really feeling me.
Yeah. So, no, but for real. Yeah. I think I also, I think leading up to the very dramatic haircut, it's going to really push me to work out more. I want to lose weight because I get away with having some extra pounds on me because I get to hide behind all my hair. Like, obviously, right now, I look like a fucking crazy person with this hat on. You're beautiful, too. You're beautiful. Whatever. I look like a fucking art teacher going fishing. But anyway, but when I'm all dolled up and the hair is big and curly, like, I'm just hiding behind all this hair. And I'm like, I don't want to do it anymore. And it's also just very heavy. It gets really hot. I'm constantly wearing my hair on top of my head. Why not just do it? It's an era.
Well, Kara did it.
It's an era.
Yeah, Kara did it. Well, she gave herself a little pixie cut. I think I want to, like, straight up, like, G.I. Jane. I'm about to shave my head.
G.I. Jane. Oh, no. You're actually pulling that joke out right now.
It's not a joke. It's just...
Don't you talk about my wife. Shut up. What'd you say? Yeah. Shut your fucking mouth. Keep my wife name
out your motherfucking mouth. That's what he said.
And her and Jada in the back, like...
Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh, uh-huh. She told him, she's like, she smacked Will in the back of the head. She's like, you let him talk to me like that.
Pretty much.
If it makes you happy and you're going to be happy, then go on and do it.
I think we'll you should shave your head.
Like I said, I plan on doing it not anytime soon. I'm thinking maybe in a couple months or 3 months or something.
I think Johanna shaved head.
I want to lose some weight. Earrings. I'm trying to come see Jason.
Come to the Better Body Bureau. Jason Jamerson is my trainer, and he's also a very good friend. When I started working out with Jason, I was 236. I'm 183 when I started out with Jason.
That's wild. I might be smaller than that now,
but yeah. That's mm-hmm. And then you see that unicorn right there? You see me getting that little horseshoe back there?
Okay. Hey. Ooh, look at that. Shame. Don't
welcome to the gun show.
Don't catch her in the streets because she gonna beat your ass.
Oh, you gonna catch a nice name. You gonna catch a cold ass man. My last name, Hearn, Hitman. You gonna get a cold ass. I know my stance, baby.
Hey.
Another power hand. And I got a mean ass uppercut under these titties. She gonna come. Because what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna distract you with the titty because my fist gonna be right here and you're gonna be like, titty. And then the titty gonna come up and it's gonna hit you right here. Mm-hmm. And then I'll put you on the titty squeeze like this. And then
I'm trying to get a titty squeeze. And then it's lights out and then you're in love.
And then lights out and you're in love. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? Just.
Guns by Jason. Guns by Jason.
Guns and roses, baby.
That's right.
Guns and butter.
Guns and poses. Yeah, I'm for real. I'm trying to get my body right. I'm sick of it.
It's going to get right.
I'm sick of hating my body.
Out. Listen, I'm going to tell you. I started working out during the pandemic. So this has been literally 3 years in the making.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of this started out with the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people don't know I struggled with my weight for a long time. So I grew up and I was a little chubby, as a kid. I went to Weight Watchers when I was in high school. And Weight Watchers honestly did show me how to change my eating habits, and it taught me a different way of eating. So anytime after I went to Weight Watchers, I never fluctuated I never got higher than like a 16 to a 12.
Mm-hmm.
When I first started, I was a 22, and then I went all the way down to like a 10. But it taught me eating habits and portion control and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then when I got to because here's the thing, at my age, if I can lose weight with my metabolism, you know what I'm saying? It's just it's small stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like, instead of French fries, I'm gonna eat a turkey burger and put some broccoli in the air fryer.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I drink a lot of water. A lot of water.
But you have to change those habits. And then when you do, maybe not at first, people realize they're like, this shit ain't working. Because that's kind of how I am. I'd be like, quit it. And I'd go, eat really shitty after. But when you consistently drink water, eat vegetables, switch it up.
What has to happen. You won't see no results. And then one day, the way to just be like, oh, she's serious. I feel like your body needs to know you serious. You know what I'm saying?
That's true.
Because it's like one day, like if you give it 45 days, I promise you, 45 to 60, one day you're going to wake up and you're going to be like, because somebody going to say something. You'd be like, oh, maybe I am losing weight. You know what I'm saying? And the first place is going to be here.
For sure.
That neck and here, that's where you're going to see it at first. And then everything else. But like, I was getting discouraged in the beginning when I was working out with my cousin because I was, like I said, I was stuck in California. we were drinking Cadillac margaritas because it was a place called
I love a Cadillac margarita.
Oh my gosh, what's the place? Oh my gosh, we go there all the time. But anyway, we would go there in Inglewood, and they would Fiesta Martin. So Fiesta Martin, my cousin's so bourgeois. She don't just drink regular margaritas. She gotta have a Cadillac margarita. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So she would get a pitcher of Cadillac margaritas delivered to the house damn near every day. You know what I'm saying?
Dang.
So we had a housekeeper, everything. You know what I'm saying? So
that's awesome.
Let me tell you something. My cousin Brittany, I love her to death, but we went in the Uber somewhere, and the Uber guy tried to put us out because I was smelling like weed. She was like, "You don't know me. I am Uber Platinum, okay?" And she called an Uber driver and then made the Uber driver sit there till the Lyft driver came. You know what I'm saying? So
that's hilarious.
I'm not getting out this car. You don't know who I am. You know what I'm saying? So
her name's Brittany.
Brittany, yes. She's an actress out in California. That's what I was living with when I was in California.
Amazing.
And, so we ended up, you know, doing all that. And I was like, what was I about to say to you? Fuck, I forgot.
What?
What was the story behind?
Fiesta Martin.
Oh, so Fiesta Martin. So she was getting the Cadillac margaritas delivered to the house. That's a picture every day. We getting towed up. And then one day I said, cuz. She was like, cuz, we can't keep getting towed up like this. And then we started working out. And then from there, like, I would wake her up, like, are we working out today? Because I was bored.
Yeah.
And it was nothing to do. Absolutely. And then eventually it became a part of my routine. So it was nothing I started out to do. And then when I came home, I tried to work out by myself. And then I called Jason. And because to me, I feel like if you can afford it, until you get to the place you want to be and can get up and go to the gym by yourself.
True.
You need a personal trainer provides discipline for you. Absolutely. It's not just somebody telling you what to do, like you don't know how to work out. But in reality, you don't. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But it's really a personal trainer kind of like helping you get up and be accountable and helping you with discipline and stuff like that. So I try to fall asleep and be like, I'm too tired to get up. And you're like, but you text me. You know what I'm saying? And so I think a personal trainer in the beginning is real helpful.
Absolutely.
That's very awesome. I need to get one, honestly.
Yeah, I'm on Kanye workout plan. I ain't got to work at the mall again.
That's a great song. I love that music video.
It's so good. Are there any last subjects that you saw in the past couple days that you want to touch base on? Or any questions for Melanie?
I love you.
I love you too.
Thank you for coming on today.
Anytime. It's not can't believe y'all ain't talk about them white people getting their ass whooped in Montgomery.
Wait, okay.
How dare you?
That's
the best video of 2023.
Stella did have it on our list for our last episode.
Let's talk, yes. So explain to everybody, because I'm not going to do this right now, the video of all those white people getting their ass whooped on the bridge. When the guy threw his hat up in the air and there's chairs apparently getting hit.
Did you not see it?
I saw it on Twitter, but I don't know like what happened. So
what basically happened was there was a boat full of drunk white people and they didn't want to move the boat. So usually on the dock, so for people that's local, I'm just putting it to you like this. There was a black guy on Hart Plaza, okay? He's asking them to move their boat so the prince's boat can dock, okay?
Oh.
And then the white people proceed to get into it with the black guy. When black people are getting ready to fight, there's a certain stance. Turn my hat back once.
Yeah.
Two, put my fists up like this. Three, two, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
When the hat went up, I don't need nothing obstructing me that they can turn around. So that means game on, you know what I'm saying? So that's the equivalent to a white people beating up a black guy on Hart Plaza while it's a boat full of black people on the princess watching it. You know what I'm saying? They're going to get off the boat and whoop ass. Okay.
Absolutely.
And then it was a historical ass whooping because it was in Montgomery, Alabama. Black people jumped off of a boat called the Harriet. The Gump is a port where black people were sold at one point in time.
Oh.
The ancestors were there whooping ass with everybody
else.
They
really were.
That was 400 years. Mm-hmm. That was the new ending of Roots. Do you
understand
me?
That's why it was huge.
You understand me?
Absolutely.
And you
couldn't explain it better because I would have not been able to explain this.
And also the fact to know that old black people not to be fucked with because them t-shirts said class of 75. Mm-hmm. If them people graduated in 75, that means they was 18 or 17 in 75. True. 75 was well over 40 years ago, okay?
Put that plus 18. They are 60 something years old, whooping ass. Do you understand me? Okay.
Ready to go.
A 16-year-old black boy swam across the shore.
I saw that.
With the help of Amistad and every other black person that died in that sea. And they went behind him and
the
lifted
chairs, the folding
him up.
Chairs.
But that's the elders. This is the people in the water. True. That died. And they went in there and they held that black boy up on his belly and they hoisted him up and they let him get on shore to whoop ass with stamina and speed and precision. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The black people that got off the boat and whooped ass, you know, them the same people that lived during the civil rights movement, the same people that knew that Martin Luther King got shot when they was in the sixth grade. These are the same people that was a part of the Black Panther Party, the beginning of the crack era in the plus. So which means I get to legally hit a white motherfucker with a chair.
That was amazing.
It is poetic.
That was a big moment then.
That is a big, that is a turning moment in history. We couldn't get you for George Floyd saying, I want my mama for 8 minutes. But what we can do is whoop your ass for 28 of them. Okay?
Absolutely.
Do you understand me?
Absolutely. I'm about to cry, bro.
It was a great moment in history. The only other moment behind that is when OJ did what it did. We don't commemorate bitches getting killed in the street, but we do like that this time he got away because it took Emmett Till 72 years to get justice.
Mega and that is true.
It took 40 years to get justice. Martin Luther King just got a holiday 4 years ago. So if we whooped a little ass in Montgomery, Alabama, okay, it's poetic. It's historic.
That's poetic.
Because we
justice.
Marched in Birmingham, Alabama, and we had to go 40 kilometers down the road to whoop a little ass. You know what I'm saying? So all I'm saying is, I'm proud.
I'm so proud.
I'm proud.
As you should
and then
be.
We had to follow up and whoop ass in Detroit with a chair, if you didn't know. So ass was whooped up in the Midwest, okay? So just know that ass whoopings are spread across the nation.
They are.
Now black people are empowered like the Proud Boys to go out and whoop ass with folding chairs. We started in the South. We came to the Midwest. We gonna go to the West. We gonna go to the Northwest. We gonna go to the hills and valleys whooping asses with lawn chairs. Don't get out of pocket in Walmart because you get your ass whooped with a lawn chair.
Period.
Keep your shit together in Sam's Club because you get your ass looked with a lawn chair. You know what I'm saying? Get your gas at Shell because we'll whoop your ass
with a lawn chair.
You understand what I'm saying? It's ass chair whooping season.
Stay and get your ass beat or stay and get your ass
That's
beat,
all I'm
bitch.
Saying. That's all I'm saying. Just stay away because you get your ass beat.
Cheers
Melody
to that.
Luther King, everybody.
You are welcome.
So I do want to say this, though, about they went to the hospital, right, nearby. To try to get some help, and everybody up in that bitch was black, and so they refused the help of the black doctors as they were like, you know, my fucking arm's probably broken, I got a black eye, my lip's bleeding, blah 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 blah.
And then they
wouldn't even go and get the help from black people when they needed it most.
I appreciated all the black people on the boat who in unison sang Ludacris and said, move bitch,
Get out the way.
And we are more so flabbergasted that you used a Sam's Club pontoon boat and not even a yacht.
Period.
You didn't even have a yacht. You had a pontoon.
With your broke ass.
With your broke ass.
Mm-hmm.
So don't do that.
Don't do that.
Don't do that. Don't do that. Now you know what's going to happen.
Snap.
Yep. That goes out to all these little white boys who are going to try to cuff me in cuffing season.
No white boys.
You about to get the chair, bro.
Run me my money.
Yes. Period.
You know, that's the run me my money.
Run me my money, bitch.
Bitch, run me my money.
All right, guys. As you can see and hear, Melanie Hearn is one of the funniest, most poetic,
absolutely,
most best public speakers I think I've ever worked with or have sat in the audience for. My sister in comedy, my sister in life. I love you so
love
much.
You,
thank you for being here.
Absolutely.
I'm about
anytime.
To cry some black tears over the fucking the way you just said all that. Where can we find you, Stella?
444 Stella, Instagram, Snapchat.
TikTok,
my pussy, whatever. Where can they find you, Joe?
Johanna.Madronda. I'm on Instagram and I think TikTok soon. We're all going to be on TikTok soon.
Melanie.
And on Facebook, and you can catch me as Melanie Hearn, and also Comedian Melanie Hearn on Facebook because I have two pages, but please go to my Comedian Melanie Hearn page. You can find me on Instagram as Melanie J Comedy, as well on TikTok and Snapchat as Melanie J Comedy. Also, I'll be at Mark Ridley's Comedy Castle December 21st to 23rd. And depending on when this drops, I'll be in Taylor with Sam Rose Entertainment this upcoming Saturday. And, you know, anywhere out here in these streets, holla at your girl.
Actually, quick plug, the Independent Comedy Club will be back this September.
Yes, 7.
The Eyes Up Here tour is going to be hitting the indie stage on September 23rd. So come on through.
That's please come to the indie. We love the indie. We miss the indie.
She's coming back, y'all. Yes. All right. We love you. Keep an eye on us. We're online. We are ready. We are ready to make you laugh. Goodbye.
Adios. I'll have to pee so bad.